Starting here at the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara begins, Amrei Charifei de Pumpedita, those sharp ones, the ones with sharp intellect, the smart ones of Pumpedita, they say, and Rashi points out, the Charifei de Pumpedita, as we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, refers to Ayifa and Avime, the two children of Rechava de Pumpedita. They are referencing back to a Gemara that we saw back on, it's a Mishnah and a Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, with a reference to the issue of Ein Matir Mefagel Matir. That one matir cannot be a mefagel another matir. And from that we had a machlokis in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi says that if one has a machshava from the kometz to the livona, it has no impact. On the other hand, the Chachamim said it does have an impact from one to the other. Now the Chachamim have to agree with our Mishnah, which we just read here, about the two kvasim. The kvasim, we don't see them arguing over here, that the two kvasim, if you have a machshava from one keves al chaveiro, it has no bearing. So that's from one matir to another matir. So we see the Chachamim agree in that instance. The Gemara back on Yud Gimel Amud Bet told us that the Chachamim differentiate between this case by the kvasim and the case that we had back on Yud Gimel Aleph, where they come b'chad mano. They come in a single kli. Since they come into a single clear, there's a tziruf between them, and therefore the machshava can move from one to the other. So on that, Charifei Pumpedita say that haktara mifagelet haktara, that one can have a machshava from the haktara, haktarat hakometz, to the haktarat halivona. Now, afilu lirabbonon, even according to Rabbanon over here, in our Gemara that argued on Rabbi Meir says you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir, the Rabbanon said you may not be mefagel b'chatzi matir. So over here it sounds like you're being mefagel b'chatzi matir. So here, even according to those Rabbanon that say, Ein mefagelim b'chatzi matir, hani milei, that's only true, hecha dechishev b'shirayim, cheshiv b'hu b'shirayim. He thought it from the kometz, and he had a machshava about the shirayim, the remainder of the mincha. Over there we'll say that Ein mefagelim b'chatzi matir, because your machshava only was limited to the kometz, and didn't involve the Levona whatsoever. And therefore, Levona b'milta kaimo, and Levona is all left alone. Aval hocho, in this instance, then we're talking about the haktara to the haktara, hocha dechishev la b'levona. His machshava relates to the Levona. Kamad dechoshiv baby kule matir. It's as if he had a machshava about the entire matir. So, like by the kometz, if you have a machshava about the kometz itself, then we say that it has impact. So to over here, if you have a machshava from the kometz to the Levona, now it becomes as if you are incorporating the entire matir, and it's not considered anymore, not classified anymore as being a chatzi matir. So that was a statement of Charifei de Pumpedita. Again, we're talking about a case of bechad mono. Because it's bechad mono, we're allowed to have, or they allow, a machshava, like the Rabbanan back in the Mishnah on Yugimon Aleph, from the kometz to the Levona. And over here, where the machshava moves from the kometz to the Levona, now you've dealt with the entire matir. Since you're dealing with the entire matir, that will not be rejected by the Rabbanan over here, that suggests that now you cannot be mefagel bechatzi matir. Rava says, I'm a Rava, afanan amitanina. I think we can be medayek that from our Mishnah back on Yud Bet Amud Aleph. Zeaklau. Kol akometz, venotem bikli, vamolich, vamaktir, lechol davar shedarkol lechol, aktir davar shedarkol aktir. But any of these avodot, the komets, the placement in the kli of the komets, and the molich, bringing the kometz to the mizbeach, v'maktir, and placing the kometz beach. There, if you have a machshava about something that is normally eaten or consumed, or I have a machshava about something that's normally haktir, or davar shedarkol, something that's normally placed on the mizbeach, if that machshava relates to chutz demkomo, pasul v'im bo karet. If it relates to chutz lizmano, pigul v'chayv alav karet. My love. Haktara dumya dahanach. Haktara will have the same din as the remaining avodot there. Malahanach. But the remaining avodot that are there, ben lechol, ben aktir. Your machshava can be whether it's about the achilo, or whether it's about haktara. Av haktara, also the haktara, here we're speaking about the haktarat hakometz, ben lechol, so lechol would have to relate to the shirayim, because that's only achilo that's involved. Ben lehaktir, what haktara is there to speak about? The haktara you're doing in front of you, that's the kometz itself, the haktara. The only other haktara that remains is the haktara to alivona. So there, just like the other avodot, you can have both a machshava about the achila and machshava about the haktara. There it could relate to the haktara to kometz, but here when you're doing the avodah itself with the kometz and being maktir the kometz, the only machshava you can have about haktara is about with the other matir, which is the livona. And so we'll say, okay, just like by the other avodot, you can have both machshavot, so too by the haktara, you can have both machshavot. That would indicate to us from that Mishnah that one can have a machshava haktara to the other haktara, from the haktara to kometz to the haktara to livona. So Mar says, lo, hanach, ben lechol ben atir. The first three avodot, you can have a machshava whether it's about achil, whether it's about haktara. Haktara, the final avodah of haktara, lecholin, laktir lo. You can have a machshava about achila, achilata shirayim. Whereas haktara, which we referred to the haktara telavona, there you can't have that machshava. That machshava will not make it pigul. So we don't have a proof from that mishnah. Now we have an alternative to the position of the charife de pumpedita. Jeziotiv rabin asher bergada, kameda abaye. Biyotiv kamar mishmed rav chista. And he says in the name of chista, ein haktara mefagelet haktara. Now here the opposite extreme. Haktara cannot affect other haktara. That means from the comets, if you have a machshava from that comets, the haktarat of comets to the haktarat of levona, has no impact. Ve'afilu the Rabbi Meir. Even according to Rabbi Meir here in our Mishnah, it says, Faglim b'chatzi matir. Suppose the Rabbanu will say you cannot be mefagel b'chatzi matir. Rabbi Meir says you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir. Hani milehech d'chishev behu b'shirayim d'komets matir didhu. According to Rabbi Meir, who says you can be mefagel on a chatzi matir, that's only when the matir is matir, the object that you have your machshava about. The komets is matir the shirayim. Therefore, if you have a machshava during the komets, you can affect the shirayim. Aval hocha, the komets lav matir the devon. In terms of the relationship between the komets and the levona, there is no relationship. One is not matir the other. They're both matirim of the mincha, but they have no relationship to each other. They have no yachas b'nehem. And therefore, when you have a machshava on the komets to the levona, that has no impact. It's as if you never have a machshava whatsoever. So therefore you would say, lo matzi mefagel be. Therefore you would have no pigol whatsoever, even according to Rimeir, who says you can be mefagel bechatzi matir. Amar le Abaye, anamari mishmei derav. So Abaye says to Rav Menashe bar Gada, who was speaking this before Abaye, did you also hear this in the name of Rav? Meaning that you quoted it only in the name of Rav Chista, but Rav Chista is a Talmid of Rav. When Rav Chista said it, did he also say it in the name of Rav? And Rav Menashe bar Gada answers in the affirmative. You should add that it's true. Rav Chista's statement was in the name of Rav. That ein haktara mefagelet haktara. Now, Amar Rav Yaakov bar Yidi mishmei d'Abaye avanana mitanino. We also have a Mishnah that supports this position that was brought in the name of Rav. Shachat achad min hakvasim nechol mimenu l'machar. You shecht one of the kvasim to eat from it l'machar pigul. V'chaverol kasher. It is pigul, and it's chaverol, it's kasher. L'chom mi'chaverol d'machar, whether if you have a machshava from this one to the other, one keves to the other, shnehem ksheri. My time, why is that true? La mishum dekev in the love matir didehu. Since one keves is not the matir of the other keves, therefore, if he has a machshava about it itself, about the keves that he's working with, then you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir. But if you want to extend that, and you want to have the machshava from this keves to the other keves, even Rabbi Meir agrees that that doesn't work. Why not? Because it's came in the love matir didehu lo matir mefagel be. Since it's one keves, it's not the matir for the other keves, you can't extend the pigul that way. It says lo hatam du lo ikve bechad mano. Over there, the reason you can't extend the machshava from one keves to the other is because they're not brought in a single kli. They're not brought in a single key, therefore they are separate entities. So therefore you can't extend the machshava, extrapolate the machshava. V'hacha, maybe over here you could say, the ikva b'chad mano, it was placed, the levona and the komets were in one kli, kechadamu, maybe they should be classified as a single entity, and therefore your machshava from the komets to levona would be efficacious, versus the keves where it's not. So you can't prove anything from the mishnah to this position. All right, at this point, we have a machlokas here between the charifi de pumpedita and the memra b'shmei derav. The charifi de pumpedita believe, both according to Rabban and Rabbi who argue in whether you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir. They agree when it comes to komets, machshava from the komets to levona, that works. And then we have Rav who's saying, no, the other way around. Even according to Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim here will argue about mefagel b'chatzi matir, they all agree that you cannot have a machshava from the komets to levona, because there is no matir. One is not matir chaviro. And whereas by the case of the charifi b'mdita, they believe since the machshava incorporates the entire matter, even the chachamim would agree in that instance. Amar Rav Amnuna, ha milta ivlali Rabbi Chanina. This memra I was taught, I was given over by Rabbi Chanina, but takilali kagulei talmudayin, it's precious to me, like all of my learning. Hiktir komets lahaktir levona. Person who's maktir komets, in order to be maktir levona, lechol shirayim lemachar, ite shirayim lemachar, pigul. So my kamashmalan, what's this statement teaching us? If the statement is coming to teach us that you can be mefagel from the komets to the Libuna, from one Makdir to the other Makdir, Kamashman, if that's it, Lema, then the bright or this statement should have said, Hikdir Kometz, Lakdir Libuna. That's all you need there. Why did you add in the piece with the Shirayim? If it's coming to teach us, Mefaglim Bechatzim Matir, Kamashman, if it's coming to teach you, Mefagl Bechatzim Matir, Lema, Hikdir Kometz, the whole Shirayim Lemachar, then you don't need the whole statement about Libuna, just focus on the Shirayim. They have Machshava in the Kometz for the Shirayim. Itar Vayu. If it's come to tell us both are true, both the fact that you can be makdir from a kometz to the haktarat kometz can affect haktarat levona through machshava, or that you can be mfaga b'chatzi matir, then the statement should have read this way, which is lema hikter kometz haktir levona ve leachol shirayim lemachar. The vav here would be a vav mechalek, a vav of or. Either one will be sufficient to create pigul over here. The way we have it, reading in the statement now without a vav in it, sounds like you need both of them in order to create pigul. Why do you need both of them? Each one independently is enough, and then you should have a vav achiluk in order to indicate that they are separate statements of fact. Each one creates pigul on its own. So what's the answer? Amar Rav Adar Bar Abba lo olam kasavar. He holds the opposite of anything we've suggested. Now, ein haktara mefagelet haktara, vein mefaglim b'chatzi matir. One haktara does not affect another haktara. And number two is, there isn't pigul b'chatzi matir. Well, then how do you explain this statement? B'shani ocha, this is different over here. The pashile machshava b'kule mincha. Your machshava now has incorporated the entire mincha. Your machshava affects everything that's there of the mincha. The mincha's parts are the kometz, the remainder, the shirayim, and the levona. Now you got a machshava pigul about all of those items. You're working with the kometz, the machshava about levona, and the mincha. Therefore, it's impactful and makes pigul. So even though normally we would say, ein mefaglim b'chatzi matir. So therefore, if you just add the machshava from the kometz to the shirayim, that would not be sufficient. We also normally believe that ein chushvim mehaktara laktara. You can't have a machshava pigul from the kometz to the levona. That's what we would say over here. Nevertheless, we would say it still is efficacious because you had a machshava not only about the levona, but also about the shirayim, about the entire mincha. Since your machshava incorporates the entire mincha over here, we say don't classify it anymore as a haktara to haktara, and we don't classify it anymore as being from a chatzi matir. Tana kemed Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avo. It was a Tana who brought a statement before, a bright that was brought before Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avo. Hikter kometz, lechol shirayim, ledivrei hakol pigul. You bring a kometz to eat the shirayim, according to everyone, that's pigul. He says back to him, mifleg peligai. What are you talking about? That's the machlokas very man chamim that we have in our Mishnah, whether you can be memfagel b'chatzi matir. Ledivrei hakol pasul. Everybody holds at least at minimum it's pasul, which is true. The Chachamim agree it's pasul, it's just not pigul. And Rabbi Meir believes it's pigul. So the Divya Kol, it's at least pasul. Vleima, harizeh pigul, Rabbi Meir. Why did you just say that the Braita really should have said harizeh gul, and it's according to Rabbi Meir? Why did you amend the Mishnah to read the Divya Kol pasul, amend it to read harizeh pigul, and just leave it like that, and then say, leave out the Divya Kol? Where it says, Dana Divya Kol at you. Braita says explicitly Divya Kol. Well, it also says pigul, and not pasul. And that Gemara answers, pigul be pasul michlefla, that you can mix up. The words pigul and pasul are words that you would mix up. Harizeh b'divrei hakol lo michlefle. When it comes to a braita being said over, a person may mix up the words pigul and pasul. They're very similar words. It could make that mistake. But to make the mistake of harizeh versus divrei hakol, those are far apart, and they're so far apart that a person wouldn't make a mistake when it comes to a braita. And therefore, the divrei hakol pasul is just telling us, according to everyone, at a minimum, if you have a machshava by the chatzi matir, that this mincha will be pasul, even though it may not be pigul. But according to Meir, it will be pigul. According to Chachamim, it's just pasul. That means that the common denominator between all of them is that it is pasul. Okay, with that, we'll end the parak. We're going to begin the parak with the new Mishnah now. One takes a kmitza off a mincha and has a machshava about something that is normally not eaten. He plans to eat it, chutz lizmano, chutz likmkomo, or lakdir davar she'in darko lakdir, or to be maktir, agabi amizbeach, something that's normally not muktar, either chutz lizmano or chutz likmkomo. Kasher, Mishnah says, Kasher v'Rabbi Eliezer pusel. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer says these items are pasul. Now the Mishnah is completely unnecessary because we had a Mishnah back on Yud Bet Amud Aleph that told us that you're only chayav by the machshava. The machshava only has impact when you have a machshava of achila about davar she darko lecho and a machshava of aktora about davar she darko laktir. That only when you do or have a machshava about achila gabei items or about items that are normally eaten, or you have a machshava aktora placing on the mizbeach gabei items that are normally placed on the mizbeach, then it's efficacious, then it has meaning, that machshava. Otherwise, the machshava has no meaning. So therefore, it's obviously kasher. The reason we brought this Mishnah down again and repeated it is because of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is, in this case, we say, regozer midrabonon, and it's pasul. Tomorrow we'll discuss at first, maybe it's doraita, maybe it's derabonon, but Rabbi Eliezer here says it's pasul. Now, the bright Mishnah continues, and this is where it's important to us to understand Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Echol davar shedarko lechol, aktir davar shedarko aktir. The other name, a proper machshava, that means that it would would work, it would be efficacious, that he thought about something that's normally eaten, or he thought about something that's normally mukdar, but he had pachot mikezayit. On each of these items, he only did it with pachot mikezayit, kasher. In that instance, it's kasher. L'chol kechatzi kezayit, he had planned to eat a half a kezayit, u'laktir kechatzi kezayit, again kasher, she'en achil v'aktara mitztarfim, because achil and aktara are not mitztaref. So there are two statements at the latter half of the Mishnah. One is that you need a kezayit in order to be chayav, or in order to create the problem of a machshevet psul. And therefore, if you have less than a kezayit, whether it's a machshev about achila, whether it's a machshev about aktara, it's not meaningful until you reach the level of kezayit. The second statement of the Mishnah is that if you have a chatzi kezayit of achila and chatzi kezayit of aktara, even though together you have a full kezayit, they are not mitzdareif because they are two separate entities. Achila and aktara are separate. Now, this is the important part of the Mishnah because here Rabbi Eliezer didn't disagree. Blazer does not say posel over here. So we're bringing the Mishnah to teach us that even though Rabbi Eliezer is gozer in the first instance and said it's pasul, he doesn't do it in the second instance and the third instance that are mentioned in this Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time with the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in our Mishnah? Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Imachol Yeachel Mibsar Zevach Shlamav. These are the psukim that deal with Igul in the Torah. And over there, we've learned this before. It says, Imachol Yeachel, the double Ashon, or the two Achilot, that come to Diterach, Bistishte Achilot, Akatuv Midaber. Torah is talking about two types of consumption. Echad Achilat Adam. One is eating by the individual. Echad Achilat Mizbeach. And the other one is a consumption of Mizbeach, which means that it's burnt on the Mizbeach. Lo malacha, that comes to teach you. Shem shemachshevim b'achilat adam. Just like you can have a machshev pigul when it comes to eating by the individual. Kach mechashevin b'achilat mizbeach. So too you can have a machshev about the haktara, about things that are placed on the mizbeach. Now this is the additional aspect that's added by Rabbi Eliezer, and it's the source of his opinion, which is k'shem shemachshevim me'achilat adam le'achilat adam u'mechaliat mizbeach le'achilat mizbeach. Just like you can have a machshev about items that are eaten by a person, so too by the Mizbeach, you can have machshavot of Akhtara about them. Kach. Now, this is the addition, Rabbi Lezer, machashvin, meachilat adam, le Mizbeach, umichlat Mizbeach le adam. You can have a machshava from one to the other. You can have a machshava from about achilat adam to the Mizbeach, or the achilat beach to achilat adam. So that will allow you over here, and that's the answer in the top of our mission of why Rabbi Lezer disagrees. He says, akomet mincha lechol davar shein da kolechol. He's planning on eating something that's not normally eaten. So that works, because you're having a machshava about something that goes on the Mizbeach, but achilat adam. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, that is a good machshava. And the second statement, when it comes to akhtara, if you have a machshava akhtara about something that's normally eaten by an adam, again, Rabbi Eliezer says posel, because he allows this cross-pollination between the akhtara and the achilat adam. So Mer says, my time. Why? Why does Rabbi Eliezer come to that conclusion? Because midafkinu rachmano akhtara b'lishon achilat. The answer is that when it says shtei achilot, we dash in achilat, one to be achilat adam, and one to be achilat mizbeach. We say it's consumption. One means eating, one means akhtara. But the fact that the Torah used the same verb to describe eating and haktara tells us that maybe they should be interchangeable. And that's the answer of Rabbi Eliezer, that haktara is b'lashon achila. Therefore, if you use achila about something that is not darko le'achol, but is darko le'akter, it's going to work. Now, Tosfos points out, it seems to be that's only one way. That shows us that haktara can be called achila, but it doesn't show you that achila can be called haktara. It doesn't say that achila tadam can be called haktara. So Tosfos wants to suggest that since the pashtut pasuk is about achila tadam, talking about achilat adam, therefore we'd also assume the other way around, which is that you can say or you can express the achila b'shem haktara. Alright, that's the way Tosfos said it, but it's not clear from a Gemara how you make it back and forth. Nevertheless, Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon do with this double achila? So why did the Torah use achila instead of haktara? It's coming to teach you that by the mizbeach you can have both lishonot, both verbs are valid verbs. You can talk about a mizbeach haktara, the placement, the burning of it on the mizbeach. You also can talk about the achilat mizbeach. You can talk about the mizbeach consuming, eating it. So the verb achila is appropriate when it comes to the mizbeach, and that's what it teaches you over here. If you have a machshava that involves achila, the gabei mizbeach, as long as it's ra'ui the mizbeach, that will work because the verb is relevant when it comes to the mizbeach. Tosfos over here discusses why do you need that. We also have achilat esh. We know that the word achila is also used by esh. So why don't we use that as the source? And the Gemara later on in the Masechta will use that as a source to tell us that achila is good when it comes to the mizbeach because of esh. But Tosfos here discusses maybe what the differences are. What are the chidushim that come out of our sugi over here? V'yesh lomar d'itztrich l'ribui ochesh yochlu mizbeach l'machar afal bish lo izkir esh. Maybe the chiddush here is that he doesn't mention ish. Since he doesn't mention ish, here the chiddush should tell you that achila applies to the mizbeach even when you don't mention ish, as opposed to later in the mesechta where there it's talking about ish. If you mention achila, it works, but that's because you mention ish. That's one possibility. Inami, the other possibility is, over there it's talking about basar, that he's having the makshava, lechol, davar, shudarko, lechol. And over here we're talking about the emurim. So over there, basar, which is normally eaten, when you place it on mizbeach and you use the verb of achila, fine. That makes sense, because basar, in other contexts, does have the verb achila associated with it. But when you talk about the chalavim only have one purpose, that's to be muktala mizbeach. And the Chiddush of our Gemara is even there, if you use the term achila, that is an appropriate verb to use, and it will be pogel, it will be mefagel, the korban inami. The other thing we can learn out of here is ma'achila b'kazayit av'haktarav gazayit. Just like achila, the minimum to be considered achila is a kazayit, so too by haktarav l'gabei ha'mizbeach, the minimum in order to have pigul is kazayit. That's what we saw in our Mishnah, that if less than a kazayit, the makshova has no impact. So Mara says, "Vir Rabbi Eliezer, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with these limudim over here?" So Rabbi Eliezer says, "Imkein lichtov rachmana im ha'achol ha'achol." Why does the Torah switch the language from ha'achol ye'achel? It either should have said the same language twice to teach us that, whether it's ha'achol ha'achol or ye'achel ye'achel. My ha'achol ye'achel. What is the double lashon plus the changing of the terminology? Shemamina tarte. Therefore, I can learn both things out. I can learn out whatever the Chachamim are learning from here, whether it's that Haktarah requires a Kazayit, or whether it's the fact that Achila applies to Mizbeach. But I'll also learn the additional din, which is that I can cross-pollinate. I can have Achilat Davar Shein Tarkol Le'achol, meaning I'm talking about Achilat Adam, about something that normally goes on Mizbeach, or I can have a Makshav Haktarah about something that's not Tarkol Aktir, but it's normally going to Achilat Adam, because they are brought together, they are joined together, and both termed as Achila. Tosus asks over here, implications from here is that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam, that this is the normal way to formulate such an expression in the colloquial, and therefore you shouldn't be able to learn anything out from it. And we find that throughout Shas, Tosfos brings ad einsfor, infinite number of examples where we say that it's Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam when it comes to these items. Why all of a sudden over here does Rabbi Eliezer say no? Tosfos answers here like he does in other places, which is it's not definitive. Even according to one who says Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam, does not mean that it's a blanket statement that everywhere he says that, or the other way around. Someone says that they have a dark Drasha here doesn't mean that in other places they don't think Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam, and that is because you need the Mishum Hochacha Yeshlo B'makom She'enu Doresh Kakfelut. You need some indication in the Pasuk that the doubling of Lashon is a colloquialism and not for a Drasha, or the other way around, that there's something in the Pasuk that's problematic that forces you to do a Drasha. There has to be some other variable that tells us or indicates to us whether this Pasuk is really the Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam or it's for a Drasha. And that's why it's not a blanket statement. Whether you say Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam or not, it's not blanket. You have to look in each situation in its context and understand whether it's driving you towards saying this is just colloquial, or do we say no, that there's a reason to be darshaning over here. And for we can't come to any conclusions about Rabbi Eliezer's position just because over here he doesn't say Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam over here. If you're right that this is the reason Rabbi Eliezer, karet nami lechayev. Why one is any chayev karet? I mean, according to you, this is a din d'oraita. It's a din that says pigul works in this instance. If pigul works in this instance, you have a chayev karet. Why does Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah say pasul and not chayev karet or pigul? If you want to say in ochanami, when he said in our Mishnah pasul, he really meant chayev karet pigul. Aren't you the one who said the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Mode Rabbi Eliezer shein anush karet. Eliezer agrees that there is no anush karet. No, he says it's a machloket tanaim about what the position of Rabbi Eliezer is. Is Rabbi Eliezer's position that you're chayev karet? It's a din d'oraita, or is the Rabbi Eliezer's position pasul, meaning pasul mi de rabbanan, that it's a pasul de rabbanan, but you're not chayev karet? Because ikad amandamar pasul de oraita. One says it's a pasul de oraita, meaning that it's pigul and you're chayev. Ikad amandamar pasul de rabbanan. And one says it's only a pasul de rabbanan, that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in our Mishnah. Where do we have that? Tanya, we have a brayta. Shochet at the zevach lishtot midam ol machar. First, he has shchita on the zevach to drink the blood tomorrow. That's having a machshavat achila about davar that should end up on the mizbeach. That's dam. Or the other way around. Laktir mi b'saro l'machar. To be maktir the basar on the mizbeach l'machar. Laktir is about the mizbeach. You have a machshavat about the basar which should normally be consumed or eaten by an adam. So that's machshavat adam on something that laktir on the mizbeach. Lechol me murav l'machar, or to eat. It's emurim which should end up on the mizbeach. You're talking about achilat adam. In all of these cases, kasher. That's the position of Chachamim, that you can't cross-pollinate, you can't have Haktarah and Achilat Adam be mixed up. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer Pusel, that's the first three sets. Now, La'aniach Midam Olam Achar, on the other hand, if he has no Machshava, Achila, nothing, he just says, I'm going to leave the Dam until tomorrow. What's the din over there? So Rabbi Yehuda Pusel, he says that it's Pasul, and Amma Rabbi La'azar, af bezu Rabbi Eliezer posel. La'azar says about the position of Rabbi Eliezer, even here Rabbi Eliezer is posel, but chamim makshirim. Mari asked the obvious question, Rabbi Yehuda, aliba daman. Rabbi Yehuda now entered in the Mishnah and Breita and says posel. But who is he talking about? He's saying posel according to chamim, posel according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, ilim aliba the rabbonon, he's only going to rabbonon hashto mahatom de kamachashib lashon achila, makshire rabbonon. In the case where the rabbonon, even he uses the term achila, the rabbonon say that it's kashir hacha, lo koshkin. Certainly over here, where he didn't have any makshava about achila, it certainly should be kasher, that it should have no impact. Ella, it must be that he's a libid the Rabbi Eliezer, that he's saying about the position of Rabbi Eliezer. On that, we say, Bama Rabbi Eliezer, apizu Rabbi Eliezer posel, vachumim mavshim. And Rabbi Eliezer's response to Rabbi Yehuda is, even in this instance, there's a machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar, hainu Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda are saying the same thing. They both are saying that Rabbi Eliezer says pasul in this case. What's the difference between them? What's the bright indicating that there's a difference? Ella, lav, karet, ike benayu. That there's a difference in their opinion in terms of the karet, the chiyuv karet. So the girsa here, according to Rashi, is the Rabbi Yehuda savar. According to Tosfot, the girsa here is the Tanakama savar. But in the end, it is Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda are going to be, in a sense, the same, which is savar la niach psula be'alma ba'hanoch karet nami mechayib. So the Rabbi Yehuda comes along to say that when it comes to lehaniach, that is pasul. Be'hanach, the remaining three, the three that were in the first part of the Mishnah, karet nami mechayib, they are chayav karet. Ve'ata Rabbi Elazar, and then Rabbi Elazar comes to respond to him and says, lemeimer, no, idi v'idi pasul ve'im bel karet. All these instances, it's pasul ve'im bel karet. So the implications from that are that we have the statement of Rabbi Elazar. Everybody agrees if it's lehaniach, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar agree when it comes to lehaniach, over there, we'll say that it is pasul ve'im bel karet. The first three examples, over there, Rabbi Yehuda says the other three are chayav karet. That would be the din or the tanur we're looking for that says Rabbi Elazar believes that doraita yechuyuv karet, and that'll be the source that we brought mina Torah. Rabbi Elazar comes to him and says, no, that they're all the same. All four of these items are the same, just like the last one was only a psul derabanan. So too, the first three were only psul midrabanan. And that will have us for here, the machloket between them is whether Rabbi Elazar thinks the psul here is the oraita or the psul is the rabanan. And that's what we were searching for. The Gemara says, look, the kuliyama karet leko. Everybody agrees there's no karet over here. Ve'acha gimma machlokot bedavar. And we'll come, we'll do this tomorrow, that this braita really breaks down into three different machlokot. There's the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar. As opposed to the previous statement, where there were only two positions, the position of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. We tried to explain the braita according to their opinion, saying they're arguing about this chiyuv karet. Here we're going to say, no, there are actually three machlokot. There's the Tanakama, there's Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yehuda. And based on that, we'll try to explain the Braita and then figure out the position of Rabbi Eliezer. So one thing that's interesting over here is that Tosfos points out, when it comes to the Gemara saying here that it's a Machloket Tanaim, why don't they say, in our Mishnah, it says, Pasul. Our Mishnah does not say, Pigul. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say, Pasul? If Rabbi Yochanan really believes that Rabbi Eliezer thinks that the Din is Deoraita, then why in our Mishnah does he use the term Pasul, not Pigul? Tosfos says, maybe, V'yesh lomar, D'shani ho, Chadayri nami b'chutzlim kamo. Maybe over here, the machshava that we're speaking about, that the Mishnah doesn't define for us what type of machshava is being spoken about in the Mishnah. Maybe it's including both chutzim kamon and chutzim zmano, which would be the same for Rabbi Eliezer, that it would have effect, as opposed to chamim, it will not have effect. Since we're dealing with both of them, the common denominator between them is that they're pasul. True, if it was chutzim zmano alone, it would be pigul, but maybe he used the term pasul in the Mishnah because it's also referencing chutzim kamon. But he really believes that if it came to pigul, it would be chutzim zmano and chayav karet. Those to suggest that as a solution why the Gemara didn't try to ask from the Mishnah and say it says pasul and not pigul, that should have been enough to indicate to us that he doesn't think there's a chiv karet. Okay, we'll stop over here and continue with this Gemara tomorrow.